I surely do appreciate all the participation this evening. Doing it old fashioned, but as we know, sometimes technology doesn't want to cooperate. This evening, I just wanted to touch on a few things, kind of starting off piggybacking off of what Jason just read. Going back to verse 35 in Romans 8, verse 35. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or trouble or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Just as is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We were regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing, no other person, no situation can force us from separation from the love of Christ. But I'm going to continue. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. The life that which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. We need to live that life to not be separated from Him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. 1 John 2:5. But whoever follows His word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in Him. Going back to the Romans scripture, it says that nothing separates us from the love of Christ, but there are things that separate us from God. Then what separates us from God then? Galatians 5:19 through 21 states, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I warn you, just as I have warned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And Isaiah 59:1-2 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is His ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your wrongdoings have caused a separation between you and God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. Yeah, no one else can make us separated from God, but if we choose wrongly, if we have our own transgressions, that can separate us from God. 1 John 3:4, everyone who practices in sin practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, or do you not know that unrighteousness will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Romans 8:13. For if you live in according to the flesh, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. I think you guys are seeing a theme here. If you are truly crucified with Christ and you live through Him, there is no separation. The devil can't force you to be separated from God. You make the choice. Your neighbor can't make you separated from God. You make the choice. No situation can. It's your own choice. I'm going to read Romans 6. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died in sin still live in it? Or do we know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? Therefore we have been buried with Him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with Him in the likeness of His death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our self was crucified with Him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died freed from sin is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we also live with Him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death is no longer a master over Him. For the death that He died to sin once and for all. But the life that He lives to God. Even so, consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in the mortal body so that you may obey its lust. And do not go on presenting the members of the body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as an instrument of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be mastered over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? May it never be. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or the obedience resulting to righteousness. But thanks be to God that through you we were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you are committed. And having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of the weaknesses of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity, to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness, resulting in sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then deriving from things which you were now ashamed? For the outcome of those things is death. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derived benefit resulting in sanctification and outcome eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you have not accepted Him, there is a way. In Acts 2:38, Peter said, "Repent, each one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Mark 16:16, "The one who has believed and has been baptized will be saved, but the one who has not believed will be condemned." Ephesians 4:5, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." Colossians 2:12-13. Having been baptized, buried with Him in baptism, in which you were raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raised Him from the dead, and when you were dead in your wrongdoings and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He made you alive with Him, having forgiven us for all our wrongdoings. Acts 14:12. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among mankind by which we must be saved. If you haven't been baptized, you are separated from God by your sins. We have a baptistry ready. We are not promised another day. If you've fallen away and you're living a life of sin, you're kind of in the same boat. You're separated from God because of your lawlessness and your sin. We're not here to condemn you for these things. We're here to help you. All have sinned and fallen short. We've all had times where we struggle. If you're in need, please come forward as we stand and we sing this invitation.